Tumbling backwards, legs akimbo, Holly struck the cold ground with a loud thump and landed in an untidy pile. Ouch! She yelped as her bottom hit the freezing surface and slush began to soak through her coat, chilling her freezing limbs even more. Well, that's finished tonight off perfectly, Holly murmured, swiping at another stray tear and shivering as she took in the white doorstep of Beach Cottage. The lights were off in the front room, but she could just make out a Christmas tree, which was spreading goodwill and festive cheer into the cosy space. It felt like it was mocking her. Holly's mobile went off in the black handbag next to her. She pulled it out, registering her twin sister, Lucinda Devine's number, before swiping the reject button. Then Holly heaved herself to her feet, limping a little as she took the last few steps to Clara's home. She pressed the doorbell and stood back to take in the eccentric purple front door, framed by a facade of white brickwork. The cottage was double-fronted, with leaded glass windows and a thatched roof that extended above the porch. Holly had visited multiple times over the years, but hadn't been to see her aunt since her 24th birthday, over 3 years before. Funny how tonight, when her life had imploded, it was the only place she'd wanted to go. Holly rang the doorbell again as a black cat wound itself along the front pathway, leaving tiny footprints in the glittering snow. Cleopatra? Holly bent to stroke the cat's soft fur before pulling the belt of her thick navy coat tighter around her middle. Normally, Holly would be wearing a hat, scarf, and gloves, but she'd left Guildford so unexpectedly she hadn't had time to pack properly. The cat shot off suddenly, heading to the far side of Clara's house, before disappearing through the metal gate into the back garden. Taking one last look at the front door, Holly followed. In the summer, Aunt Clara's garden overflowed with asters, chrysanthemums, daisies, lavender, sunflowers, and lily of the valley, which created a beautiful multicoloured border for the kidney-shaped green lawn. Tonight, the trees and flower beds were covered in a thick blanket of snow, which made the space look magical. Tiny pink, white, and blue lights twinkled in the darkness, lighting the pathway that led to the back of the plot, where Clara's huge shed, aka the Gin Palace, stood. Even from here, Holly could see a soft glow of light from the windows, suggesting the shed was occupied. As Holly drew closer and stepped onto the wooden decking, she heard music and giggling. She stopped for a second, wondering if she could face another group of strangers tonight. She didn't get the chance to decide, because the door of the Gin Palace opened suddenly and Clara Devine stood in the doorway. Despite being 69, her aunt wore a stylish aqua trouser suit and her white cloud of hair had been trendily coiffed. Holly! Clara's scarlet lips spread into a huge welcoming smile, and her piercing blue eyes sparkled behind her red-framed glasses. Your bedroom is made up already. I did it as soon as you called. We'll get you settled in a minute. Just come and say hello to everyone first. You'll remember a few people from your visits. It's freezing out there. She stepped back from the doorway and indicated that Holly should come inside, quickly closing the door behind her. The Gin Palace was a bit like Doctor Who's TARDIS. While it looked ordinary from the outside, a brick structure with a slate roof and decked porch, inside it was huge. There was a kitchen area to the left of the doorway, complete with sink, dishwasher, preparation area, and shelves of ingredients. This was sealed off from the rest of the space by a set of sliding glass doors. The walls of the main room were lined by multiple tall cupboards with intricate panelling and round handles. In the centre stood a huge oak dining table, where four women of a similar age to Clara sat on white wooden chairs, complete with